This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, Kozlovski, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Donna Hart, H-A-R-T, date of birth June 30th, 1923. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a telemedicine visit for Mrs. Hart with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 27th of this year. Since she was last seen, Dr. Alkeik, A-L-K-E-I-K, her cardiologist, stopped her potassium chloride, and she is on aldactone, 25 milligram every other day. She is feeling well. She does have some hip pain, and she's going to be getting an injection in that hip tomorrow, she reports. And her weight is stable since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No shortness of breath, cough, or wheezing. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. In addition to aldactone, I wanted to highlight diltiazem controlled release, 240 milligram daily. Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Bisoprolol, 10 milligram daily. For pain, it's tramadol, 50 milligram daily. Lasix is 20 milligram once a day. Hydralazine is used for blood pressure greater than 140 systolic. It would be 25 milligram every 8 hours as needed. And Requip is 0.5 milligram twice a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, her weight is 134 pounds, pulse 71, and blood pressure is 118 over 57. The patient is alert and oriented and in no apparent distress. Color is good. No shortness of breath is visualized. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done August 3rd of 2023. Albumin is 3.7. Calcium is 9.1. Creatinine is stable at 1.65 with estimated GFR of 28. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.3. Her hemoglobin is 11.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. The patient did indicate she would not desire dialysis if her condition deteriorated and the levels looked like she needed dialysis. At this point, she feels like she would not opt to receive dialysis for kidney failure. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. 4, type 2 diabetes, also controlled. We will continue to do monthly lab studies, and the patient will have a follow-up visit in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.